Fond du Lac firefighters were busy over the weekend responding to two residential fires. We'll get the latest from the Division Chief of Fire Prevention with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Troy Hazy, coming up on the next segment of the show. The DNR planning to conduct prescribed burns during the coming weeks on various properties in East Central Wisconsin. If appropriate weather conditions exist, we'll find out where those properties are located, some in Fond du Lac County and neighboring counties. And what's the purpose behind these burns? We'll talk with Andrew Buboltz, wildlife technician with the DNR, on the final segment of the show. Well, it was a storm for the ages. Snowfall total record set in a number of communities, especially farther north, in the Green Bay area, Brown County, Door County, where they had, in some areas, some reports of more than 2 feet of snow. We got about 8 to 10 inches in the city of Fond du Lac, and lesser amounts as you move farther south in the county and into Dodge County. But it was an incredible storm that dumped not just snow, but ice and sleet and rain and high winds. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Ryan Waldschmidt. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. Give us the lowdown. You sent me a message a few minutes ago about the number of calls you received. We're starting Friday through this morning. What did we have?
Right. So these are just sheriff's office statistics, so they're not for law enforcement countywide. These would just be calls for service we handled, and we ended up from Friday through this morning, 7 disabled vehicles, 26 crashes with property damage, 7 crashes with injuries, and 50 runoffs. And then we took also 11 calls for either trees down, power lines down, or a combination of both. And the bulk of those were Saturday during those high winds, and then the ice that was falling or the freezing rain that was falling causing the havoc with the power lines and trees. So we were busy. It wasn't an overwhelmingly busy snowstorm for something the length of the duration and the significant amount of snow we've got. This would be probably numbers that would be expected, but certainly keeps us busy nonetheless.
All right. Did you have any report? The one thing I was thinking about as I was shoveling, and fortunately, early in the morning, some of my son's friends stayed overnight at our house. So we had 5 people shoveling our driveway on Sunday morning, I was thinking, man, these are the types of snows that can result in heart attacks.
Right. There's none that I am aware of, but, it's not unusual to get some chest pain calls when there's, like you said, heavy snow like this that needs to be removed, or even slips and falls where people, end up injuring themselves trying to remove the snow. So I'm not aware of any, but it's not to say that somewhere in the county we didn't have that.
All right. 7 crashes with injury. Were any of those serious? Did any of them result in people being transported to the hospital?
Thankfully, none of them were serious injuries. They were more bumps and bruises or issues, after the airbag deployment where they've got a sore face or something like that. But nothing real significant, no. So that's good news there.
Seems like we first started hearing about some of these power outages Saturday afternoon and into the evening. I know we were going to an event on Saturday afternoon at the high school. There was power out at the high school. The traffic signals at Johnson and National were out. We started hearing about these outages. Were these power outages all over the place?
They were, but the bulk of the population that was without power in Fond du Lac County was certainly in the city of Fond du Lac or, right around the city of Fond du Lac. But there were also smaller scale power outages with, maybe a dozen homes at a time that would be without power. When a tree would come down on a certain circuit out in the country. And so there would be smaller scale power outages. But the bulk of the issues that the outages caused were certainly around the city of Fond du Lac, not so much in the county. I was watching on Alliant Energy's website, you can watch the power outages basically in real time. And, I was monitoring it, and they were scattered all around the county. It wasn't focused on any one area. But like I said, as far as the number of people affected, those were definitely in the city of Fond du Lac, had the worst of it.
The National Weather Service nailed this one right on the head, didn't they?
They did, and that certainly helps when they are able to get word out like they did on this storm, and plus the fact that it was a weekend and not a week a day when people would be trying to get to work or school or other events. So that certainly helped, I think, keep people safe and keep the impact to a minimum. And then even this morning, I know a lot of the schools are either on two-hour delay or even canceled today. And driving in today, you know, on my commute into work, the major highways are all clear already. Highway Department did a great job getting those opened up. But the town roads, you know, overnight we had another inch or so of snow. And as I look out the window now, it continues to snow. So the city streets and town roads certainly are snow-covered and slippery yet. And one of the other things, too, I noticed is some of the snow banks are very high at some of the intersections. So just motorists need to be aware, you know, to creep out into an intersection. If they can't see around a snow bank, don't just assume it's clear. And you know, hopefully in the next week here, we'll get through Wednesday. It looks like another chance of some precipitation. That's still, we're not sure what it's going to be. It's rain, sleet, snow, and a mix, but we'll see what we can do there, hopefully to avoid anything too terrible Wednesday. And then after that, a very nice warm-up, so we should be able to melt this snow off pretty quick.
Yeah, the good news as I'm looking ahead and I see what you're saying about the chance for a wintry mix is that the high temps are 40 degrees, so
right.
I would think that will help out at least a little bit, and if it can start to melt with temperatures are above freezing every day this week.
Right.
Even today, we're going to be above freezing and then 47 for a high on Friday. So there's a good shot that by the weekend, we're not going to see much of what we just experienced.
Right. We should be able to get rid of it pretty quickly here. If we get a couple good days of sunshine too, warm things up and get that radiant heating and melt this off and get on with spring here.
Exactly. The other thing in the city, because it was ice and then followed by snow, the plows couldn't get down to the bare pavement. So you've got that washboard type effect on some of the roads. People know what I'm talking about when you're driving down some of these side streets. And there's that washboard type effect where you're just kind of over the road. You can feel the vehicle shaking.
Right. Yep. There is, again, coming in this morning, too, even some of the main thoroughfares in the city have that hard snowpack on them, and it can be rough and also slippery. So take your time, especially on those roads, and let the, you know, city DPW get that snowpack worked up, and they'll get salt on that and, you know, turn it to slush and then get it off of the road and get the pavement surface exposed again. So it'll just take time here.
All right. When you sit back now and realize what happened this past weekend, middle of April, what goes through your mind?
Well, it's Wisconsin, and you just never know what to expect. Like you said, it's a historic snowstorm. I think we skated down here in the sense that, you know, maybe just an hour north of us have, in some areas, three times as much snow as we got. And so if we think this is a significant snowfall, well, not compared to what they got just an hour or two north of us. But it's interesting nonetheless. We all choose to live here, and it's something we have to deal with, but it certainly was a surprise being this late in the year, and I know even listening to the meteorologists, they're just kind of in awe of how this happened because it's so unusual, especially this late in the season. So it was an interesting storm. Luckily, like I said, no major issues, no major injuries on our highways, and you know, we can enjoy this one last snowfall, but then hopefully get it out of here, melt it off, and like I said, let's get on with spring.
The only thing I can compare it to would have been May 9th, 1990, when the buds were starting, flowers were coming up, and we got a ton of snow. It was more snow than ice, but the heavy weight of the heavy wet snow snapped tree branches and power lines and cause problems. I don't know if you recall that. That was back on May 9th, 1990.
I do remember that. Yes, yeah. I do. And like you said, that was just a lot of tree damage that time because, like you said, things had already started to bud out, and it just helped collect even more snow on the on those branches and the weight of that snow. Broke a lot of trees, and a lot of nice, a lot of nice healthy trees were significantly damaged there. Yeah. But I don't know what we had. I remember it was a significant snowfall. I don't know how it measures to this snowfall. The 8 or 10 inches we had here. But
I don't think we got that much back then. But it was a lot. It was a lot for May 9th.
Right, absolutely, yep. And this is just that heavy, wet snow, too. So, it was a lot to, like you said, it took a while to shovel your driveway out. It took me a while to get snow blowed out yesterday as well. But, again, there's reports up in the valley of roofs collapsing with the weight of the snow, and that's certainly understandable given the weight of the snow and the amount that they got up there. But no reports of structural damage or roof collapses in Fond du Lac, so that's also good news for us.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Ryan Waldschmidt, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Okay, thanks for having me, Greg.